All right, we're live here at the 2016 Adult Entertainment Expo in Las Vegas, day two, Thursday, with the lovely Miss Caden Cross. How
are
you doing?
I am doing super well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. Now I'm talking to you. How's your weekend going so far?
It's been good. It's the craziest, busiest year I've ever had at AVN. I'm doing very well, but I feel like I'm just riding an adrenaline wave getting through.
So you be going to any of the parties, or you're hosting, or aren't you?
Hosting, yeah. I'm hosting the Fleshlight Party with a number of other really delicious-looking ladies on Saturday night after the AVN Awards. So that's going to be a thing. I'm featuring Friday night at the Hustler Club with also a number of delicious-looking ladies. And I'm doing something else that I can't recall right now, but I should be promoting. So that'll happen.
Very busy weekend.
Yes.
Yeah, I saw you feature dance once before during the Exotica show up in New York at Sapphires. You came out in that little chef's costume.
Oh, yeah.
Complete with a, what do you call it, the taupe, the chef's hat?
Chef's hat. I love that show because I just shove food in everyone's face, like cupcakes and stuff. It's great.
I was thinking to myself, if only it would have been a cream pie, it would have been so fitting.
Oh, my God, I should do that. I hadn't even thought about that.
All right. So how's your 2015 been? What's been going on?
2015 was a good year. It was good, and it set up 2016 to do better. Like, I know I took a little break in 2013, 2014. It's sort of been an overlap between those years. And I wasn't sure kind of what approach I wanted to take to porn going forward, and now I've figured it out. And it's just picking up speed. It's at a pace that I can't even keep up with right now. I'm turning down stuff, and it's exciting.
Yeah, the big news is you started your own website, trenchcoat.com, and you've also started directing as well.
Yeah, I've been directing. Actually, I've gotten really lucky at XBiz because I started directing 2 years ago. The first movie out with Manuel won Best Director and Best Girl-Girl Scene. And then this year, the Best Program release was my casting couch line. And yeah, Trenchcoat X is the site that launched in June. Just shot our very first movie for that is Trenchcoat X property. I mean, we've licensed, we had some other stuff we brought to it that was original content. But this is our first Trenchcoat-funded Trenchcoat X production, and it's starring the lovely Brett Rossi and all of her first back boy-girl stuff. So it'll be releasing probably in the next 6 weeks.
Very cool, very cool. Now, what awards are you nominated for this year?
I'm nominated for Most Outrageous Sex Scene with Jesse Jane. I have a Girl-Girl nomination with Veronica Vain for the Screwing Wall Street movie we did. Screwing Wall Street was my project, so Best Screenplay, which I wrote, Best Parody, Best Marketing Campaign, which I think that's a shoo-in, but it's not my... I can't take credit for that. That was its own monster. I'm nominated for Mainstream Star of the Year. I don't know why, but it's cool. It's nice to say it happened. And then Raw 23, which was one of Manuel's many Raw titles. I'm in that. That's nominated for Best Gonzo Release. So.
Yeah. I know. Performing wise, now you're working exclusively with your husband Manuel Ferreira, and I was talking to him actually right before I talked to you here, and I was telling him how much he's really taking your performing level to a whole new. Oh, speak of the devil, here he comes now. He's really brought you to a whole new level. Most fans know you as a vanilla contract performer, and in the last year, you've done multiple anal scenes. I think you guys did a cream pie scene together. He's really taken your game to like a whole new level.
Yeah. No, he's what I love about his sexual energy is he pushes you, but it feels so good to hit that limit. But also, I always wanted to do those things, but was always in a contract that wanted something different, and I was happy to do that.
Yeah.
So it was just, being out of contract and being with him was a good kind of marriage of situations.
Yeah. And he also mentioned the fact that he's been in the business for 19 years now, and he also said that, he's brought your game to a level, he said that you've actually reinvigorated him as a performer as well, too.
Yeah, I think what he means is when he started directing and doing his projects, he was very into him, and then a decade goes by and he's like, it's just work. I'm just starting. And all that exuberation and excitement, that rubs off on him. So we both get excited. And yeah, I think that's what he means there.
It's kind of like all new again. He's living it vicariously through you.
He's living vicariously through my fledgling director career.
Yeah. I asked him about if maybe you two would want to do like a husband-wife thing like Kelly and Ryan Madison do, where the two of you, bring another girl into the thing. But he said he's not quite. He said you're okay with it, but he's not. got there.
Yeah. No, I've tried. I really have. Yeah, he's so funny because he's Manuel in the industry, and he's so traditional the minute you step off set.
Yeah.
Like, he will not consider a threesome. It's so funny.
Yeah, so he said he's just not comfortable with it quite yet. He said you were talking about doing a three-way, you, him, and Jesse Jane, so he said he's thinking about that, so we'll see.
He thought about it. Maybe we'll get there. I mean, we're all still here, so.
Yeah, down the road. So what's coming up for 2016? What are your plans or goals for this year?
My goal in 2016 is to get Trenchcoat X to a monthly release. I really think the deal we're doing with Brett Rossi, when are you going to post this? Because I can tell you something secret.
Like a week.
Then I'll tell you, we've actually signed her to contract for Trenchcoat. So she's going to be exclusive to us for all her boy-girl stuff. And we've got some good things lined up to help the two, her name and our brand, kind of grow together and do some cool stuff. And then, you know, we're here at the VR booth. We're doing a lot with Holofilms. Obviously, we're still doing a lot with Evil Angel. There's just, I think my goal in 2016 is to put out all the work that we actually have on the table.
Yeah.
But definitely for Trenchcoat, it's a monthly release. That's our next step.
So speaking of which, we're here at the Hollow Girls booth, working on the new 3D, or not 3D, but virtual reality technology. Tell us about it.
It's one of those things where you think, you kind of like hear it and you shrug, you're like, great, another new porn thing, and then you see it. My experience every time I put it on is I want to reach out and touch. That's how real it feels to me. My hands start flailing around in the air and I look weird. But it's impressive. I mean, most of the time when you hear there's something new, it never lives up to the hype. I think this is, it's intense, it's good. I've seen so many fans' jaws just drop. And they launched their site yesterday. Their signups have been insane. I think it's just gonna feed itself. I mean, this thing is something in porn.
Yeah, I got to try it earlier, and like I said, it's 2D, but you really do feel like you're right there in the scene with them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're doing some really unique things so that it takes advantage of that extra thing that they add to it. Like scenarios like slumber parties or spin the bottle, or we did a 7-girl orgy with a Bella Danger and Jenna Sativa and all these beautiful girls, and being that many bodies that close to a camera where everywhere you look there's just breasts and butt and beautiful faces in your face.
Yeah.
I mean, I think even in real life you can't quite hit that, so...
Yeah. Now, this year you did a girl-girl with Jesse Jane for her showcase movie where she did her first anal.
I did.
And so you two always work very well together.
I love me some Jesse Jane. I always have. She's amazing. And I still, to this day, I'm always a little honored every time I get associated with her. And yeah, that's the scene that's up for Most Outrageous Sex Scene, because we did some play with, like, breast milk.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cool. It was really neat.
You think you'll be doing any more girl-girl work in the future?
Yes, definitely. I like girl-girl. I liked boy-girl when I was doing it with other men, but now that I'm in this point with Manuel, I prefer my relationship with him to everything.
Yeah.
And so it's nice to focus some energy on girl-girl and do cool stuff.
I know you have a very large girl-girl following, so...
Well, good, so. Because I'm putting this stuff out there and someone needs to watch it, so...
Very cool. So, like I said, over the course of your career, you say you've been a contract girl, you've been a penthouse pet. Are there any other major goals you want to accomplish before your career comes to an end?
I'd like to hit the Hall of Fame. I will hit my 10-year mark in November of this year. So it'd be nice.
Next year?
No, this year, 2016.
No, I mean saying, so hopefully next year you'll be inducted.
Next year I'll be inducted. I'm going to start like doing the nudge-nudge, wink-wink thing at everybody and be like, hey, FYI, been a decade.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, right now I'm just focusing on my director thing and trying to build my skill level, I guess. I want to hit that. I want to become considered someone who knows what she's doing.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. And also, you did a mainstream movie this year. Was it Samurai Cop 2, a cult movie?
I actually have two mainstream movies. You haven't seen the one that's coming out. Yes, I did Samurai Cop 2, and it was awesome. I played the love interest / old love interest, and there's this weird storyline that makes no sense, which is perfect for the brand.
Yeah.
And so everyone should watch that. And then I have another movie coming out in the spring called Highway to Havasu, which is a comedy, which I'm very proud of. It's it's funny. It's funny as fuck, and I can't wait to see it. So.
Oh, a comedy, really?
Yeah, yeah. I have lines.
No, that's cool.
Lines.
Yeah. Well, I said most time when porn stars go mainstream, they're either there for the sex scene or they do horror movies. It's not, you don't really see them too often in like comedy.
Yeah. No, no. It's a comedy, and it was improv, and they brought me in, and it was great, and it's gonna. I'm super excited to see it hit because the script was insanely funny. So.
Think you'll be doing any more mainstream stuff in the future?
I do. We have one project that we haven't talked about, but it's going to be launching any day now. Manuel and I have it together with a very large company, and it's non-porn backed by a porn company. And I think that's going to be a really nice bridge for future stuff. And in the meantime, it's such a cool project. And I wish I could say more, but I'm leaving it to them to do their thing with it. I'm so excited.
Oh, that's cool. So you got your dress already for the show?
I do. It's tailored. I have to lose 2 pounds to fit it.
Yeah.
Which I will in the next 2 days by just breathing Vegas air. So that'll be great.
Yeah, for a Florida boy coming out here into the dry desert air, definitely still getting used to.
You must feel dead. Yeah, so. I feel dead in the morning in Vegas.
Yeah, definitely drinking a lot of water, trying to stay hydrated.
Right.
All right, then, well, last question. How do you define good sex? What does good sex mean to you, on screen or off screen?
Good sex is the sex that you just, it feels like every next move just was going to happen because it just follows naturally from the move before. You know, I find that the best sex is the one where you just, it's like you're trying to like suck up that other person because you can't get enough of him or her in that moment, and you're just getting as much as you can, and the moments just keep going on, and you don't stop and awkwardly fumble around to the next spot or
yeah, that natural chemistry.
Yeah, it's just that thirst in the scene. Yeah. I love that. Not scene like porn scene, but that thirst in the moment.
Yeah,
it's
where you just can't get enough of them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very cool, very cool. So where can fans get a hold of you at?
Pretty much everywhere. Twitter, I'm Caden_Cross. Mm-hmm. Instagram, I'm @ClubCaden. Trenchcode X, you can message me on the admin. And then I'm pretty much just available online, I find. If you look hard enough, I'm out there somewhere.
And you're still feature dancing, don't you?
I actually, yeah. I'm doing it a lot now.
Yeah.
It started just happening suddenly, so I guess I'm doing that.
Yeah, like I said, you danced in Sapphire for Exotica November. Now you're dancing here at AVN. So.
Yeah, I just, last weekend I was in New Orleans. I literally came back from there and then flew straight here to Vegas.
You got any upcoming dates you can tell us about?
I do. I'm in Philadelphia, February 5th and 6th for the Wing Bowl. And then I'm actually going to be doing a feature tour in LA in February.
Deja Vu's?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, they tend to, they have the girls dance at one club
every night.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so I'll be doing that in February.
All right, well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to us, and we hope to see you again in the future.
Thank you.
There you go.